We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, splendid viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms, reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Astra and Hotbird viewers, Supreme Master Television has changed transponders. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new transponders, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Astra at 19.2 degrees east, transponder 1068, frequency 11778, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Hotbird at 13 degrees east, transponder 92, frequency 12558, polarization vertical, symbol rate 27500, FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. We will cease to air on the old Astra and Hotbird transponders starting September 1st, 2011. After this date, Supreme Master Television will air only on the new transponders. So please tune in to Supreme Master Television on the new Astra and Hotbird transponders at your earliest convenience. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV.
In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Costa Rican research group finds that sharing of resources leads to happiness. In intercultural news, Google Translator offers 5 additional languages spoken in India and Bangladesh. In animal news, a recently released World Wildlife Fund study reports that over 1,000 new species have been discovered in Papua New Guinea. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 20th, is the National Day of Hungary, called St. Stephen's Day. This special holiday honors St. Stephen, who is the first king of Hungary and considered to be the founder of the Hungarian state. Among the Central European nation's outstanding features are its Lake Balaton, the largest lake in the region, and Lake Hevíz, one of the most vast thermal lakes in the world. Budapest, the capital city, including the banks of the Danube, the Buda Castle Quarter, and Ondrási Avenue, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Acclaimed classical pianist Miss Annie Fischer, renowned poet Mr. János Arán, and internationally lauded Hungarian-born composer Béla Bartók are some of the nation's famous individuals. We wish all talented Hungarians a festive St. Stephen's Day.
Fly-in news. Sudden severe storms claim lives in UK and Belgium. An extreme bout of heavy rains turned streets into rivers along the southwest coast of England on Thursday, August 18th. Bournemouth in Dorset was worst hit, with 2 weeks of normal rain pounding down in 30 minutes. The resultant flooding was so forceful that it opened large cracks along main roads and lifted manhole covers, causing fountains of water to gush forth. Dorset Fire and Rescue Service responded to over 100 incidents within just 2 hours, with people stranded on roads and inundated buildings. Patients also had to be moved from Nuffield Hospital, where a ceiling fell in under the weight of the rain, while tens of thousands of visitors who had arrived for the start of the Bournemouth Air Festival had to run for cover, with the day's events being cancelled.
To the east in Belgium, an intense storm striking also on Thursday lashed the site of the annual festival Pukkelpop in the city of Hasselt, claiming at least 5 lives and injuring 140 people, with 3 still in critical condition. Sudden and unexpected high winds, hail and rains collapsed the Chateau stage, flattening tents and uprooting trees as screens and other structures came down. Over 20 ambulances were dispatched to the area, and organizers cancelled the festival, commissioning buses and trains to transport some 60,000 attendees back home. Offering his condolences to the victims' families, Belgian Prime Minister Yves Le Terme promised that the injured would be cared for.
Our gratefulness, Belgian and British officials and personnel, for your quick response to these extreme weather events. We join in sympathy for those who lost loved ones as we pray for the smooth recuperation of the injured and that such tragic occurrences are alleviated as humanity's kinder ways help restore the Earth's balance.
Floods continue to sweep Pakistan. Heavy monsoon rains in the South Asian nation have triggered floods, claiming lives and displacing thousands. At least 30 fatalities have been reported as rains and canal breaches affect southern Pakistan's Sindh province, which was among the worst hit in last year's unprecedented floods. More than 60,000 people have been evacuated to safer areas as villages were inundated and crops destroyed, with army and navy personnel using helicopters and boats to rescue people who were trapped in the floodwaters. Among those affected are tens of thousands of people still living in tents from the 2010 floods. Nonprofit social welfare agency Eddy Foundation has called for relief aid, saying that it is meanwhile working to distribute food and other essential supplies. Although temporary shelters have been set up in 150 school buildings, the agency reported a still urgent need for tents and food. With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000 and requested that her nearby association members go if possible to render aid to the most desperate or send the funds to a responsible humanitarian agency. This amount could purchase $198,000 in necessities if obtained in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living. Our appreciation, Pakistani military, other officials, and Eddy Foundation personnel, for your relief endeavors, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed concern and assistance.
Wishing the storm-affected residents a soon respite and smooth return to the regularity of daily life, as we pray that such destructive events are alleviated by our gentler regard for fellow inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Con người còn hy vọng ngày sau.
Cho con người còn hy vọng.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 522. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. In countries across the globe, including Bahrain, Chile, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Yemen, people continue to risk livelihoods, reputations, and even safety as they stand for ideals that will bring better lives for themselves and fellow country persons.
Chile, 3 of the 30 students participating in a month-long hunger strike were hospitalized on Wednesday, August 17th, while around 40,000 marched through the rain on Thursday to demand wider-reaching government reforms, including an end to the for-profit education system.
Saudi Arabia. Press TV reported that security forces on Wednesday attacked a group of peaceful protesters in Awamiya who were calling for the release of political prisoners and increased human rights.
Bahrain. On Thursday, government forces fired tear gas to disperse groups of demonstrators in Manama and several other suburbs from gatherings that Associated Press reports have begun to occur on a near-nightly basis. Meanwhile, US-based Human Rights First reports that teacher Jalila Al-Salman, who has been jailed since March on charges of organizing a teacher's strike, was hospitalized Tuesday on her 10th day of a hunger fast held in protest of her ongoing detention and ill treatment.
Libya. The Libyan embassy in Washington, D.C., USA reopened Wednesday under the new flag adopted by the Transitional National Council. Chargé d'Affaires Ali Al-Jali, a former ambassador for the Libyan regime who had joined the protesters in February, expressed his appreciation to the U.S. for recognizing the council as a legitimate government of Libya. Meanwhile, revolutionaries announced they had assumed control of an oil refinery in Zawiya on Thursday, saying that government troops fled by boat before aerial strikes by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Syria. Following a pledge made by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon that the violence would stop, prominent activists reported Friday that at least 6 people had been killed by security forces in various parts of the country. Along with calling for the leader to resign, US President Barack Obama on Thursday had also imposed new sanctions, including a freeze on Syrian government assets in the US, as well as prohibiting US citizens from operating or investing in Syria and a ban on US imports of Syrian oil products. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister David Cameron, meanwhile, issued a joint statement Thursday denouncing the government's violence and urging for an immediate halt to the repression. Canadian Prime Minister Harper also called for the Syrian president to step down, as he imposed new sanctions on officials in the current regime and those who support it. In addition, United Nations investigators are sending a team to evaluate the situation firsthand this Saturday, saying that the violence committed by the regime's forces could amount to crimes against humanity.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or suffered from injuries due to conflict, we pray for all strife to cease and that people may choose to live, dignified and free as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Except wanting the basic human rights that every of us have been plenty and every of us wanted. Just freedom, just a corner of the world to work, to earn their living, to live out the life that God has allotted to them, to take care of their children, be productive to the country. We do not remember what God taught us to do, but to love one another. We don't remember, we come with empty hands and we go with empty hands. And now we're trying for a few years, short in this earth, to try to grab everything to ourselves and then accumulate that retribution for our next life. But when we go and face God, God will ask us, I give you so much money, so much property, what did you do with it? Did you give my brother? Did you give my son who come to your door? No. At that time, you feel sorry and it's too late. We don't have to go on snatching land, nor have we to hurry on converting men. It's not how many in a belief system, is what become of them. It's not the name of a religious order, it's what we make of the name. It's not how crowded a religion, is how much into world peace their contribution. It's not our words, it's rather louder our actions. What is going to be our legend in the long history of humans? Will it be right and just? Will it be noble and benevolent? Or just a grim picture soaked in anguished bloody paint? Why always boast about our heavenly root? Oh, almighty God's beloved children, while our life is tainted with all evils, while our survival is the cause of others' extinction, what is the mark of the chosen? Is it just the blood stain on your hands, be it from animals or men?
Excerpt from a poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, The Real Love.
Let peace be here now.
Pope Benedict XVI in Spain for World Youth Day. His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI was welcomed by Spanish King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia as he arrived on Thursday, August 18th, for a four-day visit to the country. In Madrid, he was greeted by hundreds of thousands of young faithful arriving from many countries for the occasion of World Youth Day, held once every 3 years. As he recommended against social structures that put financial gain before people, His Holiness addressed current economic uncertainties and stated, "The economy cannot be measured by the maximum profit, but by the common good." He went on to say that the search for inner truth is what gives life true significance. Our gratefulness, Your Holiness, for your caring and inspired message to youths. May such a spirit of encouragement and brotherly love spread as uplifting fulfillment to the people of Spain and all corners of the world.
Save Our Planet, in an effort to save the Irrawaddy Dolphin, environmental organization World Wildlife Federation in August 2011 calls for the creation of special conservation zones along the Mekong River in countries such as Cambodia and Laos to protect the rare species whose number there have dropped below 100.
Save Our Planet. Israeli officials urge conservation measures as they note in mid-August 2011 that the water level of Lake Kinneret, also known as the Sea of Galilee, which is a major reservoir for Israel's national water carrier system and provides about one-third of the country's annual water, has dropped below a red warning line.
Save Our Planet, a study conducted by Sweden's Meteorological and Hydrological Institute, or SMHI, reports on August 16, 2011, that extreme weather events such as rain downpours, which lead damage and require exceptional response from emergency personnel, are on the rise across the country.
Warning news. China's State Oceanic Administration states on August 15, 2011, that radiation from Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant has spread to the East China Sea, with damaging radioactive cesium-137 and 134, as well as strontium-90, being among the substances found.
I'm Hannah the Hippo, and I'm eating delicious vegan foods for a diet of peace. Today, I have a health tip. Scientists from the University of Bordeaux and the National Institute of Health and Medical Research in Bordeaux, France, found that those aged 65 or older who used olive oil on a regular basis had a 41% lower risk of getting a stroke compared to those who did not. According to Portuguese researchers, this benefit is due to the presence of increased levels of the compound DHPEA-EDA in comparison to other oils. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Community news, sharing of resources leads to contentment. Researchers from CIMA Group, a Costa Rican marketing analysis firm, conducted a study in 6 Latin American nations to gauge levels of satisfaction among the residents. The company's president, Mr. González Vicente, stated, "In general, the countries with the most equal distribution of wealth are happier than those with a lot of inequality." It was also found that individuals who lived in warmer climates tended to be more content with their lives than those in colder places. Of the 6 countries, Venezuela was ranked as the happiest one. Our thankfulness, Mr. González Vicente and CIMA Group, for your fascinating results. Also, congratulations, Venezuela, on your fulfilled citizens. May people everywhere experience joyous lives with God's manifold blessings.
In intercultural news, Google Translator includes 5 more languages spoken in India and Bangladesh. With the addition of Bengali, Gujarati, Kannada, Tamil and Telugu, the online service now is capable of translating 63 languages. Google research scientist Dr. Ashish Venugopal stated that he wishes that this launch will promote the publication of new material in Indic languages. Our sincere appreciation, Google, for this useful enhancement. May we continue to create tools that bridge communications and unite people of all cultures. Up next on Noteworthy News, World Wildlife Fund recommends taking measures to protect the rich biodiversity of Indonesia. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Please stay tuned for more engaging news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glorious news for a magnificent world. In animal news, over 1,000 new species are discovered in Papua New Guinea. A recently released study by World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, states that in the decade between 1998 and 2008, 1,060 previously unknown types of flora and fauna were found on the Oceania Island. These include 100 orchids, 43 reptiles, and a unique snubfin dolphin. 7 brightly colored kinds of rainbow fish were also introduced to the world. WWF furthermore highlights the need to protect the rich diversity of the nation. A heartfelt salute, World Wildlife Fund, for sharing this important information. May the incredible plants and animals of this beautiful land continue to flourish on a gentle and sustainable earth.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Son-in-Law.
mother say to a boy, so you want to become my son-in-law? A boy say, not really, but I don't see any other way to marry your daughter.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Well done to Supreme Master Ching Hai for advocating vegetarianism to the world. May the Lord continue to bless your organization. Akinbade from Nigeria.
Caring Akinbade, thank you for your good wishes. Supreme Master Ching Hai has wholeheartedly devoted her time, energy and resources to help all individuals realize the earth-saving benefits of the vegan diet. We pray all people heed her profound words. May the Divine abundantly bless you and all the pure-minded people of Nigeria.
Supreme Master Ching Hai said hi to you and thank you for your encouraging note.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with much admired nobility and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Sponsored by the international charity RIMAR, the 8th annual Children of Joy Games held in Ghana is attended by orphaned and street youths from 8 West African nations, with a focus on offering hope and long-term support to the children through sports and other activities.
In her weekly communication with the nation, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff pledges measures to decrease deforestation in the Amazon, as she notes the vital link between these lungs of the earth and the well-being of future generations.
Following an analysis of high-resolution photographs and mineralogical data, U.S. scientists state that what had appeared to be large ancient riverbeds on Mars might instead have been created by quick-moving lava flows of a type never seen on Earth.
Following intense rains that quadrupled river levels in the remote Ucayali region of central Peru, the European Commission donates €2 million to assist flood victims with food and reconstruction of their homes.
Thanks to a campaign by animal advocate organizers in Germany, foie gras, a meat product made from cruelly force-fed and slaughtered ducks or geese, is being banned from the biennial Anuga Food Fair in Cologne.
After fleeing civil war as a child, Harvard-educated Peter B.R. Ajak returns to his homeland of South Sudan to organize traditional wrestling events between members of 60 different tribes that are already showing success in unifying people toward the goal of a peaceful and prosperous society.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.